Memento verbi tui, servo tuo, Domine, in quomis spem dedisti, ec me
Seventeenth of January 2019, Hebrews 3:7-14. This is why, as the Holy Spirit says, if only you would listen to him today. Do not harden your hearts, as at the rebellion, as at the time of testing in the desert. When your ancestors challenged me and put me to the test, and saw what I could do for 40 years. That was why that generation sickened me, and I said, always fickle heart, they cannot grasp my ways. And then in my anger I swore that they would never enter my place of rest. Take care, brothers, that none of you ever has a wicked heart, so unbelieving as to turn away from the living God. Every day, as long as this today lasts, keep encouraging one another so that none of you is hardened by the lure of sin. Because we have granted a share with Christ only if we keep the grasp of our first confidence firm to the end. If you only would listen to him today, his voice, the voice of the Lord. And we have to make very clear discernment what is coming from the Lord and what not. And we know there are so many voices in this world, especially when we think of the presence of the medias. If we cannot deal in the right way with the medias, we are persecuted in a certain way from all these voices. And it's hard to see that people are very much influenced by their smartphones. And it looks like if they are a little bit dependent on that, how can they listen then to the voice of the Lord? God is always talking to us, but he wants that we listen, because his voice means life and truth. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty, and we can read this voice and hear this voice in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. All what the Lord did and said is authentical voice of God, who has become man for us. Therefore we can hear his voice when we read the Holy Scriptures, and when we meditate his word and start to follow this word. The voice of the Lord we also can hear in the church if she is talking authentically of Christ. Today we can hear that there is a danger that our heart will be hardened, closed, and we are not capable any longer to hear the voice of the Lord. How can this happen? Well, we hear a concrete example today. A part of the people of Israel, they weren't listening to God any longer and they had a rebellion against him. But before they had seen what God already did, and this teaches us something very important. Even if God gives a lot to his people, man can close his heart. Let us think of the example of the New Testament. How much Jesus shows his love, and how easily they are ready to deny that, or even to betray him. So we can see the problem is in ourselves, in our human heart. Often the human heart wants something else than what God wants. And if we are looking for that, what God does not like, and if we are too much connected with the things of the world, and we forget God because we want to fulfill what we want to have, then it can happen that we get blind and deaf for the voice of God. But the words are showing us something else. How it can happen that our heart is close to the Lord. It is a sin, of course. Where is sin which comes deeper and deeper, our hearts is going to close and our capacity to listen to God is going away, step by step. Yes, it can be so strong that we are going away from the voice of the Lord and our heart gets darker and darker. And this, of course, is for the devil a possibility to close the soul for the Lord for a long time. And there is no hope for such a man if God's love were not greater than the evil who does not want to give away what he has won. So how we can avoid that we are closing to the will of God? And how can we always be open for his voice? First, it is a thankfulness who helps us not to forget God. If we think of his deeds, if we reflect the biblical deeds or our personal deeds for all what he's giving us, then in times of crisis we will remind to God and will not so easily lose the contact to the Lord, like it was in the desert with the Israelites. Also important is that we have always a living contact with God through prayer, through sacraments, through the meditation of the Holy Scripture, through good deeds. And the words of today are reminding us of another point. We also should take care of each one of our brothers and sisters. Also, we should give corrections if they are going astray. We can say it's a brotherly correction. Because we have to take care of our brothers and sisters. We are not only responsible for ourselves, also the brother and sister is in our responsibility, if it's possible. Of course, first we have to look for them who believe in Christ. And at the end of this text, we should look to our heart. We can ask for the transformation of our heart. That means that we have to cooperate, that all the things in our heart which are going astray from God, we have to bring it to the Lord and to ask him that his Spirit touches us. So the text of today should not discourage us. No, it's a memory that we should not be too sure in our life. We are on the way, and on the way there are temptations. And if we are too sure of ourselves, it might be as bad as if we have too much scruples. The right attitude is to be attentive to God and also to the next one, especially for our brothers and sisters, and of course for ourselves. If we follow this line, then we will not lose our hope and remain watchful, that we will not go away from the living God and will also help that others are not going away.
Today's communion verse proceeds from Psalm 119 and says, "Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction."
Beati quorum immaculata est via, qui ambulant in lege Domini.
In quo mi spe.
dedicate.